However, an uninvited guest showed up in his house. She was a local resident in that town who had lived a simple life. How come? So, in some commentaries, they suggest that the woman might be a prostitute who offered for sexual activity in exchange for payment. We cannot be sure that what kind of job she did. But however, in the eyes of the town people, she is a simple woman, for sure. And also, in the tradition, only noble and honorable people would be invited to join the feast. And women were never present as guests at meals. So, how come such a woman appear in the courtyard of this Pharisee's house? Can you imagine how odd it was to find her standing in the courtyard looking at this guest? So almost every person in the house knew her story and staring at her with displeased eyes. But no one had the intention to drive her away. They just let her stand there. We don't know why, but at least she was not driven away. Can you notice that the host was not happy with this woman being in his house? She was not invited. How come she will get into my house? What make this woman willing to bear such humiliation to go to this house? Why? If those people did not welcome you, why you go there? For what? Because in the scripture it said she wants to meet Jesus. She wants to meet Jesus. This might be the only chance for her to meet Jesus. And besides, she bought an alabaster jar of perfume with her to the house. So we can see this. This is an ancient alabaster jar of, to contain those precious perfume. A beautiful alabaster jar filled with expensive perfume. Do you know that? What is the cost for such perfume? Okay. Some commentary said, or also in the Bible it said, it would have cost about a year's worth of wages. A year worth of wages. Wow, so expensive. How about your perfume at home? Very expensive? Cost you 1 month or 1 year's wages? Oh. So what did she want to do? And as she stood behind him at his feet, weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears. Then she wiped them with her hair, kissed them, and poured perfume on them. When the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, "If this man were a prophet, he would know who is touching him and what kind of woman she is. That she is a sinner." Well, this action is quite surprising. We know that at the banquet, Jesus is reclining on the table with his left hand, okay, and his feet away from the mat. Thus, the woman can easily approach Jesus' feet. So you can see that. Why the author used weeping instead of crying? We always hear people crying. Our child, our kids, they cry a lot sometimes when they argue for something. But what is the last time you heard people weeping? Weep is more literary and is used to express sadness. That is more profound. It is usually to express extreme grief or sorrow. Why did this woman feel sorrow? Is it because of her own sin? She repents on her own sin. That's why she can't stop weeping. Her tears were plenty enough to wet Jesus' feet, a pair of dusty feet. A feet just come out from the desert, full of dust. And this woman did not mind. All she had to do is wet Jesus' feet with her own tears. And she let down her hairs and wiped them. How touching is it for us to see a woman weeping that way? Can you feel her feeling now? How about those people around her? Did they see her weeping? Of course, yes. What did they feel? Did they show empathy on her? I don't think so. Look, the woman let down her long hair and began to wipe Jesus' feet with her hair. You should know that in the ancient time, women never let down their long hair in the public. This is improper. She even opened the alabaster jar and poured out all the precious perfume on them. At once, the house was full of the smell of sweet fragrance. Full of sweet fragrance. Did it please those guests in the house? I wonder. When the host saw this, did he feel happy? No. Because according to the tradition, a woman letting her hair down in front of the man, so many strangers, is improper. And furthermore, touching or caressing a man's feet could have sexual overtones. This action were not proper, and also they were shameful. It's a shame for him to see, oh, how come? Why? Why she did in that way? According to the Old Testament, anything that the unclean presence touches shall be unclean. So by letting the woman touch Jesus, he became unclean too. So this is the reason why the Pharisee did not think that Jesus was a prophet. Because he thought the woman was a sinner, she's an unclean person. She's to be bite. And now he also looked down upon Jesus because he thought he was just an ordinary person, a son of a carpenter, not a prophet. At this moment, what would Jesus do? What would Jesus do? If you were Jesus, what would you do? What would you say? Then Jesus answered him. He said, Jesus answered him, Simon, I have something to tell you. Tell me, teacher, he said. In this verse, answer means that Jesus can read Simon's mind. Jesus saw that he is a prophet to Simon. I can read your mind. What you are talking about in your heart, I read them. And then he said, Jesus said, two men owed money to a certain moneylender. One owed him 500 denarii and the other 50. Neither of them had the money to pay him back. So he canceled the debts of both. Now, which of them will love him more? This is a very good question. If you were Simon, what is your answer? Which of them will love him more? Tell me, please. Yeah, the one who owned the moneylender 500 denarii. But you do know that how much 500 denarii in today's sense? It's a large sum? Okay, after a simple calculation, it is roughly about 60,000 US dollar of today. 60,000 US dollar. Not a very large sum, but at least it is not a small amount. And you know, a denarius is a 1 day's wages for a worker. So that means 500 denarius in that time, in Jesus' time, a worker have to work for 500 days non-stop. So can you imagine when the moneylender canceled the debt to both of them? Now, in some translation, canceled can be forgive. Forgive means let go, okay? Freely, unconditionally. So this is the meaning. And so what did Simon answer? Simon replied, I suppose the one who had the bigger debt cancelled. You have judged correctly, Jesus said. So by questioning Simon in this way, with this parable, Jesus showed Simon that he was wrong by his own mouth. And Jesus continued to say, then he turned toward the woman and said to Simon, do you see this woman? I came into your house, you did not give me any water for my feet, but she wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You did not give me a kiss, but this woman, from the time I entered, has not stopped kissing my feet. You did not put oil on my head, but she has poured perfume on my feet. Therefore, I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven, for she loved much, but he who has been forgiven little loves little. By saying this, Jesus showed to all the people that Simon the Pharisee actually are hypocrites. He invited Jesus to his house, looked like, oh, I honor you, so I invite you to my house to have dinner with me. But however, he skipped all the standard hospitality he had to offer to Jesus. In Jesus' time, when the honorable guest was invited to a person's house, the host has to at least give him water to wash his feet, put oil on the guest's head, and kiss him. This is the standard hospitality a host should offer to a guest. Why Simon skipped all of this? I'm not sure, but you may guess why. And you will find your answer. What is the motivation of Simon's of inviting Jesus to his house? Want to make friends with him? Or want to have a closer look to see, is there any fault in Jesus? On one hand, Simon skipped all the standard hospitality he should offer to Jesus. But on the other hand, this sinful woman, she loved him. She showed her great gratitude to Jesus that from the beginning of the banquet, she kept on weeping, cleaned Jesus' feet with her tears, wiped them with her long hair without shame, and poured all the perfume, kissed him, kissed his leg, his feet, and pour all the perfume on them. So this is her response to forgiveness. Therefore, Jesus declared her many sins have been forgiven. Now, don't get it wrong. Not because this woman did so many touching action on Jesus and therefore her sin have been forgiven. No, don't make it wrong. Actually, in the parable, 500 denarius, it is not a comparison of the amount. Bigger sin, lesser sin? No, not in this way. It is just a comparison of the self-awareness of oneself. Did I know how sinful I am? The more awareness of my sinfulness, the more I need the forgiveness from God. And therefore, this woman, aware that she was lived a sinful life in the past, she earnestly need the forgiveness from God. And she know that she has already been forgiven. That's why this woman brought a jar of expensive perfume to the house of Simon in order to show her gratitude and love to Jesus. Friends, brothers and sisters, today when we reflect on the story of this sinful woman, can you feel what this woman feels when Jesus looked at her? Can you feel that Jesus' love
and his kindness when Jesus looked at her. And finally, Jesus said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." And also Jesus said, "Your sins are forgiven." That's why the other guests began to say among themselves, "Who is this who even forgives sins?" According to their understanding, only God Himself alone can forgive sins. Who is this guy who even say that your sins are forgiven? How dare he was. But however, in this way, Jesus showed to the people around him that he was not only just a prophet, he was the one, the only one who can forgive sins. So what is the meaning of "your faith has saved you"? You know, why don't Jesus declare, "God have saved you," or "I have saved you"? Why Jesus said, "Your faith has saved you"? Your faith, not other people's faith, your only faith in your heart have saved you. Because we know that grace is from God. But how can we receive God's grace? By our faith. This woman believed in Jesus that her sins have been forgiven. And she believed in Jesus that Jesus will not reject her. So he went to the house boldly with a jar of a precious perfume, because she know that Jesus will not reject her. Jesus will accept her. This is her faith. And so that's why Jesus declared, "Your faith have saved you," because all the grace from God, this woman received all of them with her own faith. Today, let's think about our own faith. Do you believe in Jesus that no matter what kind of sins we have in the past, when we repent, we will be forgiven, and Jesus will accept us as her person's daughter and sons? No matter how, anytime when you look to Jesus, when you come to Jesus, He will accept you as her precious son and daughters. So today, let Jesus' voice speak to you again. Your faith has saved you. Go in peace. Amen.
Thank you, Joshua. Let us respond to God's message with our offering. May I have the ushers come forward, please.